Ranchers in eastern Oregon are trying to cash in on eclipse visitors by opening their spreads to campers. Some have already signed on hundreds, while others are hoping for a rush of last-minute eclipsers. Correspondent Anna King has more from ranches near Baker City, Oregon.
Ken Bain almost tears up. He's worked on these Haynes rodeo grounds for the last 26 years, and he's proud as punch. It's gone from a defunct mess to a venue with brand new covered stadium seating.
I love that it's a community event, and we started it kind of from scratch because it had dwindled down. But the community involvement, if I need a semi-truck to haul gravel with or a water truck to water the grounds with, anything I need, any of these farmers and ranchers out here, just say the word and they say, yeah, come get it. That's what I love is the community.
Now he's hoping this windfall of an eclipse will help buy him some dirt. That's right, dirt. Turns out the natural soil here gets way too packed down for fleet-footed rodeo horses. He wants to score a bit of eclipse cash to buy truckloads of softer sand. So he's organizing this eclipse camp at the rodeo grounds.
If you pay for 3 nights, you get free with that. Breakfast for three people, up to three people. Cowboy breakfast style, Dutch oven. It'll be biscuits and gravy, ham and eggs and pancakes.
Only problem, not a lot of takers.
We're pretty good at last minute, but I would love to see more people calling ahead of time. So anybody interested, please do.
How many campers you got so far?
We only have a few. We'd like up to 200. So we've got lots of room available still.
Other ranchers, though, have fallen in with pro-event organizers from New York City.
I was going to make you get horseback this morning and ride with me out there, but ran out of time to catch horses.
Way up in the Deep Canyon community of Durkee, Oregon, Rayanne Van Arsdale's family is expecting a sold-out crowd. She drives me out on a small tractor to the cow meadow they're setting up for guests. Several hundred visitors and lots of staff are showing up for the four-day party.
Atlas Obscura is the event company, and they have been planning this for quite a while. The eclipse being a huge event for spectators is a surprise to all of us out here, not a surprise to them. They've been planning for it.
Some of what's being set up? A huge stage, mega screens, truckloads of imported sand for a beach and beer garden along this creek. Bands are coming in, astronomers too. Atlas Obscura is also bringing in deluxe yurts.
And all of that will be very exciting for our cow pasture.
Perhaps the best part of all this clamor is seeing her ranch through fresh eyes.
So we look out over the pasture and we see the fences that need to be fixed and the irrigation that needs to be moved. And when someone is here to visit, they don't see those things.
When two hired-on Portland artists came to visit and prep for the encampment, Van Arsdale says,
she, on the way out of the pasture, she picked up a great big stick that had washed in from the river on irrigation. She's like, can I keep this stick? I'm like, well, yes, you definitely can keep that stick. So we have something really special here, and we get kind of mired down in all of the work that needs to be done, and we forget that it's really different from a lot of the places in the world.
She says her guests are probably primed for the shadow show, but her hundreds of Angus mother cows don't know what's coming. I'm Anna King, outside of Durkee, Oregon.